December 22nd, 1903. The cross forms the incarnation of Jesus in the womb of souls, and the incarnation of the soul in God. As I was in my usual state, my adorable Jesus came as crucified, and after he shared his pains with me, while I was suffering, he told me, "My daughter, in the creation I gave my image to the soul. In the incarnation I gave my divinity, divinizing humanity. And since in the very act in which the divinity incarnated itself in humanity, in that very instant it incarnated itself in the cross, in such a way that from the moment I was conceived, I was conceived united with the cross. It can be said that just as my cross was united with me in the incarnation which I did in the womb of my mother, so does my cross form as many other incarnations of mine in the wombs of souls. And just as the cross forms my incarnation in souls, the cross is the incarnation of the soul in God, destroying in her everything that gives of nature, and filling her with the divinity so much as to form a sort of incarnation, God in the soul and the soul in God." I remained as though enchanted on hearing that the cross is the incarnation of the soul in God. And he repeated, "I'm not saying union, but incarnation, because the cross penetrates so deep into her nature as to make her nature itself become suffering. And where there is suffering, there is God, as God and suffering cannot be apart. And the cross, forming this sort of incarnation, renders this union more stable, and the separation of God from the soul almost as difficult as is separating suffering from one's nature. On the other hand, through union, the separation can easily occur. It is understood always that this is not the incarnation, but a simile of the incarnation." Having said this, he disappeared. But after a little while, he came back in the act of his passion, when he was covered with opprobriums, with ignominies, with spit. And I said to him, "Lord, teach me what I could do in order to move these opprobriums away from you and give you back honors, praises, and adorations." And he said to me, "My daughter, around my throne there is a void, and this void must be filled with the glory that creation owes me. So, one who sees me despised by the other creatures and honors me, not only for herself but for others, makes honors for me arise again in this void. When she sees me unloved and loves me, she makes love for me arise again. When she sees that I fill creatures with benefits while they are not grateful to me and do not even thank me, and she is grateful to me as if those benefits were given to her, and she thanks me, she makes the flower of gratitude and of thanksgiving arise again for me in this void. And so with all the rest that creation owes me, but denies to me with awful ingratitude. Now, since all this is an overflow of the charity of the soul, who gives me not only what she herself owes me, but does for others what overflows from herself. Since this glory and these flowers that she sends to me into this void around my throne are the fruit of charity, they receive a tint more beautiful and more pleasing to me.